love it. Can we have a round of applause for that song?
How would you hear it, everyone?
Party popper straight down the microphone. Can you hear
Hello,
yourself?
Hello, everyone. A little bit.
There we go.
Everyone out there at work or in your cars or at the school or wherever you are.
You could have said at the zoo, weren't you?
At the zoo, in the park, wherever you are.
I am joined by Lee Luscious. She's a regular guest, really, on Phoenix FM. She's
just been regular, isn't I?
Been on the A-list as well a few times.
Oh, my God, yeah, I keep forgetting I'm on the A-list.
Yeah. A lot of people have said about that song, Love Is Forever, they were, is that, that's not Lee. I said, no, that's Lee Luscious.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, it's I think it's just the style.
It's a different style, that's why I'm sort of trying to write differently a little bit.
Tell us about that song and where you got the idea for it, because it's quite 60s inspired to me, that's the way
I don't know, really. I was just playing along in my bedroom and the words just flew out of my mouth.
And is it... A lot of things fly out, yeah. What was the... Who's it written about? Is it written about somebody in particular or sort of a collective of people that
it's
you know?
Yeah, it's sort of a collective of people, but obviously when I was singing it, one of the people that came into my head was obviously Chelsea Sharp, my dear friend Chelsea. And so when I'd come to do the video, I kind of... In my head, I could see her, because I'd got a video that was given to me by her family of her... running when she was a baby.
I think it was her second birthday party. And so when I first heard the song, I had this vision of this, you know, baby Chelsea just sort of running along, and I thought, I'm going to do like a little dedication in this video. So there's all clips of me and Chelsea in there, and it starts with her as a baby sort of running, and then there's sort of me and like various friends that were friends of Chelsea's. Mel was in that video as well.
Yeah, Chelsea, she was only 19.
Yeah,
she was not 19. Not very old. What condition does she have?
Well, she had asthma, and she had it really bad.
Yeah.
I've never known anyone with such bad asthma. She was often in a lot of pain and struggling to breathe and stuff, but she never, ever let it stop her living her life.
Mm.
And that's kind of affected me. Obviously, it affected me to lose her. But it also affected how I've chosen to live my life, because now I feel like I'm living in her memory all the time. And because she always did everything to the full, I mean, I've always been a bit like that anyway, to be honest, but I've kind of gone extreme the other way. I mean, my mum's always saying, why do you live 100 miles an hour? I don't know any other way to live, really. It's kind of gone to more 150 miles an hour recently.
If you go onto Twitter, her account is still live.
It's still as it was.
When you go back and look at some of the tweets for somebody of 19, she was very,
very clever.
Very clever. Wise. Yeah. I like her tweets are really, really good. I didn't get to meet her, unfortunately, but she her tweets are really funny.
Yeah, you can actually see a lot about people's personalities in their Twitters anyway.
Yeah.
And you definitely can with Chelsea, because you can see that she's feisty, she's funny, but she's also very caring.
Yeah.
She's a very really caring person, a very deep person, really genuine.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't want to upset her.
No. There you go. We've already had every time Lee comes in, something always goes wrong technically, and we've already had the phone go off, and that's like a little angel
Little angel up there, our little Chelsea watching over. She does. It's so weird. I never used to believe in all that stuff. Mm. But since I've lost her, as all my friends will tell you, because there's often things happen with other people around, it's bizarre. Like my phone just randomly plays her favourite song occasionally, stuff like that. It's really odd. And electrical things just play up.
That's it. Now, can I just say, the last time you were in, and it was one of my funniest stories for this year, but I want you to tell everybody again.
I can't remember what happened.
It was at home with the skirting board and...
Oh, the mouse. Yes. Oh, yeah, I had a mouse in my house a few months back.
That's not a new trait, by the way.
Basically, it tried to electrocute me.
Tell everybody what happened.
Well, somebody told me that to get rid of the mouse and to stop getting any more mice, to put wire wool in all the holes. So I went round the whole house putting wire wool in the holes. But what I didn't know is that the mouse had bitten through to a live wire. So when I put metal into this hole, it was touching a live wire. So I literally nearly blew my own arm off. I went bang.
Yep.
You know, it was like one of my songs, Bang and the Sex is Gone, but it was nearly Bang and the Lush is Gone. But what saved my life was, for some weird reason, before I went round and did this, I put on a pair of my snow boots, which is so odd, because I would never ever just go and put my snow boots on indoors. I don't even know why I did that. So when the electrician came round to sort out my electrics, because I had no electrics, he said to me, if you weren't wearing those snow boots, it could have been quite sinister. So I kept going around singing, last night my snow boots saved my life. True story. You can't make it up,
could
you?
I just love that. Just thinking about bags of wire wool, shoving them into the...
But you couldn't make it up, could you? And the thing, and this is why I write so many books, because there's so many stories to tell, and it will be in a book at some point.
Well, there is one of those things. There's something online which is about bizarre way people die.
Yeah,
and that would have been there, like local singer,
and especially because the name of my songs, it's pretty obvious that the title would have been "Bang and the Luscious is Gone."
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Bang and the lush is gone.
Local singer exploded.
Yeah, exploded, literally.
Now, we're going to play a song from the album. And which one are we going to play first? And tell us about the track.
Am I playing live now?
No, we'll do one from the album. You play live.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'll get you. Melissa's telling me that I have to play VIP because that's one of her favourites.
And who is VIP about, and where did you write it?
Well, it started when my friends Sir Billy, who consists of Sabrina and Billy, who are YouTubers, we have a permanent group chat going, and Sabrina was talking about how celebrities can get a bit up themselves sort of thing, and she started saying, oh, you know, I'm VIP, don't talk to me, and I thought, oh, I like that, so it just went from there really. So it's a little bit of a Mickey Tate really.
And this is from the
brand new
album.
Of how people can get just because they can write a song or sing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really a big deal, is it?
I'm waiting for that. We both know people have got on.
But you know what it's like.
You know people, don't you? That's why.
I know a lot of people in the industry and, you know, some of them, some people are really great and really talented, but they often don't know that. They're quite humble. What I found is sometimes people that are not so great are the worst, because they literally go around like, look at me. Don't talk to me. Don't stand. Don't breathe my air.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, and it could be somebody that's literally just been playing guitar for a year and they've just wrote a song and they've just done their first gig or something. And it's like, get a grip. Get a grip.
So here we go. This is Lee Luscious, taken from the brand new album Whoop De Doop, which we'll be talking about more. Here she is with VIP. Right, I'm joined in the studio by Lee Luscious. She's here to talk about a brand new album called Whoop De Doop, which is out now. It's parental advisory because it's got slightly explicit content.
Bit like me, full of explicit content.
But, you know, it's...
I should come with one of those on my forehead.
Warning.
Parental advisory. Over 18s only in my...
People now do EPs. I didn't even realise about EPs.
Understand what it is. I don't really get it. An album is an album, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's an EP? Is it like 5 songs or something?
Yeah, maybe 3 or 4. Maybe it's just like to get attention.
Oh, it's attention seeking.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want none of that in the studio. Now, you have got 10 tracks on here. You've got Guitar Porn,
yeah, only
Love 10. Forever,
only 10.
Whoop-de-doop, The Hunger, Idle Dreams, Rockstar, Why We Don't Talk Anymore, Girlfriend, VIP and One True Love. Out of all the songs you've written on the album, which one is the favourite? Is the one for Chelsea?
It's really hard when people say that to me, because I don't like any of my songs.
Well, there we go. It's a good selling point there from... What one's your favourite? Do you enjoy singing the most when you're doing a gig?
I don't enjoy singing any of them.
A little bit difficult.
No, I like VIP because it's a bit cheeky.
Mm.
And I quite like girlfriend. Mm. I think that's one that you... Actually, once Michelle did say to me, if you don't release that next, I'm never talking to you again.
Yeah, I'm a bit bold, as the Irish would say. And I'm a little
She's
bit bold.
Quite bossy, Michelle.
I am a bit bossy. I can't help myself.
She does go into sort of manager mode a lot around me, don't you?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I tweet and she'll message me and say, delete that now. She does.
You know, now your fans are here. They know what I mean. What gives you inspiration for your songwriting? Do you get that from just anything?
Anything, yeah. I mean, normally it's because someone's trying to think how to say it without swearing, annoyed me, or upset me. But sometimes it's just because I'm happy or hyper, like whoop-de-doop. That saying of mine, that started like 7 years ago. I was hanging out of a car sunroof with party poppers and I just felt really, you know, happy about the moment and it just come out of my mouth, whoop-de-doop. So I sort of shouted it out of a sunroof and I just kept saying it all day because it just seemed to sum up my hyperness. So I just all day I was hanging out the car going whoop-de-doop, and the girl that was in the car with me, she said, are you ever going to stop saying that? And I said no, and I haven't, because it's like 7 years later and I'm still shouting whoop-de-doop every 5 minutes.
And that's the album title.
Title. It had to be, really. I mean, you know, it's sort of sums me up. Everyone knows me for that. My friends, like when Melissa or anyone calls me, we don't even say hello or goodbye anymore. We literally, people phone me and just go whoop-de-doop. I go whoop-de-doop.
Yeah.
It's like a greeting and a goodbye. So when we leave, everyone goes whoop-de-doop and hangs up.
Now, we're going to talk about the Lushettes in a while, but you're going to do a song live for us now. So what's track you're going to do?
It's called Rockstar Rocket.
And this is on the album as well.
I'm joking.
Oh, you know, yeah. Well, you can use that if you change the lyrics, but...
Well, there'd be no song left if I changed the lyrics to a...
Yeah, but yeah, you did do that. You have done that live in here before and you did change the lyrics as you went along. You have.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
But we won't be having anything about
Rockets. I
was
allowed to do that.
Yeah.
No, this in is the early a clean days. Song. This is a clean song, and I wasn't barred either.
Lovely.
That's the first. It's called Girlfriend.
Here we go.
I think about you every day. I close my eyes, but the vision remains. All I see is your beautiful face. Why can't you love me like I love you? You could try because I do. We could be happy if you want to. No one loves you like I do. Love you if you could try, because I do.
Well, do you see me and Jay? We were joining in there.
I was trying not to see. Every time I'm in here, Michelle always does these weird dances. And as she knows...
Weird, how rude.
As she knows, my biggest problem in life is being serious and not getting the giggles. So I was trying to get in the zone there and I literally couldn't look at either of you because James, Michelle and Melissa, they're all jumping and dancing around the studio. I had to completely zone out there or I would have laughed my head off.
It's very tempting to join in. That's what I like about your stuff because that was quite folky and it is like a thing that people do join in on gigs as well, don't they?
You say that to me a lot, that it's quite folky, that one.
Yeah.
It's weird. I didn't do this intentionally, but when I was putting the tracks down to go on the album and you have to sort of listen to them. It's like an ordeal for me. I have to listen to every song and check it's okay for iTunes. And as I was listening, I was like, oh my God, there's literally a different type of song. There's like 10 songs and they're all completely different, which basically means that I went completely against the advice of the record company that I went for a meeting with, who told me that my songs are all too different. I need to sort of have some songs that are all the same.
Yeah.
But now I'm not doing that because I'm Lee Luscious. I can do whatever I want.
Well, you've got to write what
they're
you feel.
They're my songs, aren't they?
Well, you've got to write what you feel, haven't you? I mean, you've spent some time in Dublin, quite a bit of time in Dublin. So how's it been? And were you promoting the album over there or are you going to start doing a little mini tour or have you already done part of it?
Well, I've promoted over there, promoted here. Me and James are about to start a little UK open mic tour. It starts Saturday, I think. I'm looking at him. He's looking at me. Yeah. We're so organised. We'll get there, won't we, James? We've got it written down anyway. Yeah. It's on the website. That's what I do. When I need to see where I'm supposed to be, I go on my website.
And you always keep social media always up to date.
I'll tell you a funny story. I actually double booked myself this morning because what happened is I was supposed to see Rylan on Monday and then he DM'd me and said, babe, don't come down today because I've got meetings. I'm going to be in the building all
day. This is Rylan from this morning.
Rylan Clark, yeah. He's my mate. And so I DM'd him back and said, oh, don't worry, I'll come on Wednesday morning, forgetting that I was in here. And it was only I was on my website and I thought, oh my God, I'm on Facebook. So I had to DM him again saying, sorry, right, I can't come Wednesday, I'll see you Friday.
Oh, God, I'm glad you stood him up.
And then I had to tweet him and say, check your DMs, babe.
He's very friendly, isn't he? He's always quite friendly.
He's lovely. Mm. He's one of the nicest people.
So tall.
He's very tall. He's very handsome. Yeah. If you're listening, Rylan, I love you. We all love
you. He'll be on this morning, won't he, by doing something
awesome. Oh, that he'll still tune in. Yeah, he's a lushette.
Now, how many songs do you reckon you write in a year?
I know when I was first chasing Jedward up and down the country and Jedding, as we call it, I counted that I'd written and recorded 50 songs. Mm. That was in a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, quite a few.
Yes, quite a few.
I have a problem with writing, as in I can't stop writing.
Yeah.
So it's like whatever I'm doing, I could be sitting on the toilet. Mm. I could be waiting at the bus stop. I could be
eating a curry. I
don't think
you're pointing on the toilet. She's pointing out to the car park. She gets inspiration out there.
I could be doing anything and I get inspiration. I've even wrote songs in my sleep. Mm. That's how addicted to writing I am.
Yeah.
The Look, I actually wrote quite a bit of that song in my sleep. Just sort of woke up and it was all there and, you know.
But you've got boundless energy, haven't you? I mean, you really
It's
have.
Annoying, Michelle. Yeah. It's frustrating for me because everyone seems to, like, go everywhere really slowly and I'm just... But you know when you're going up the stairs at the station and that, and these guys were seeing me today, I'm literally like, move! I need to run up the stairs. I can't do anything slowly. It's painful.
Are you still doing your running? Or have you been
that?
Yeah. How many miles are you doing in a day?
Not many at the moment. No, I'm only doing 5 miles a day because I had an injury, so I'm having to... My stamina is still really good. I haven't lost my stamina. We won't talk about that. I had an injury, as you know, I had a foot injury because basically I was at a party. For some reason, I thought I'd jump off a chair 150 times and I was wearing really tight tights. Mm. And so the next morning I went to stand up and fell over because I couldn't put any weight on my foot.
Yeah.
And I had to go and have an x-ray and everything. I've got like a strain in my foot.
Did you manage to remove the tights? Are they still there?
It's the same, remove your foot.
I was talking about somebody doing that earlier, actually.
But I've got lots of energy. But that's why I don't just do my music. I do, you know, I run and I write books and I have a day job as well. And I've been known to work a 60-hour week day job and still do all my gigs and everything else I have to do. And I still go and see Jedward, my mate. I just got back from Germany with them. We all went to Germany and Mel was there.
And they're very good to their fans, Jed, but they took all of you out, didn't they, a couple of days?
Yeah, they were paying for everything and we went sightseeing with them. We went to the zoo, we went to the fun fair. We went, I won't tell you what she's indicating. No, we didn't do that, Michelle.
Never mind.
They're just my mates. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed, though, I say that about every guy.
Yeah.
It's just a mate.
And I just know that it's a complete lie.
What else did we do? Change the subject. So we went on a boat, on a boat trip, and we went up a big tall tower and we had a party at the top of the tower.
Yeah.
And we were all sort of singing and dancing and all these people kept turning up for, you know, like tourists for photos. And we're just going, there's Jedward. And there was like about 30 people jumping up and down with them. We were all singing, dancing like maniacs.
They'll
completely sober.
I
mean, they don't drink.
No.
I don't drink.
Not when you're with them.
Anyway, actually, I was a bit drunk, but they don't drink.
No, they don't. They're good boys. They are good boys.
They are. They're really good role models, actually.
Mm, yeah.
Because, you know, they don't do any of that sort of stuff. They're clean living boys.
No scandals.
No. Well,
not yet.
I don't know. They're mixed up with me, so they could find themselves in a scandal at some point.
If people want to get
older, it can be arranged.
You've got physical copies of the album, and what you
do. I wonder what he was going to say. No. You got physical with one of them.
You got fabulous.
We won't
pictures.
Say which one it was.
No, let's not say that. Fabulous pictures. I've got mentioned in here, so thanks very much.
Well, that's because you're my photographer on that. Well, you just have become my photographer. Full stop. I mean, Michelle knows that I put out some calendars every year. Mm. A little bit naughty. And she actually does the photo sessions. And we were talking about it, weren't we, earlier, is Michelle's got very patient neighbours and a very patient flatmate that lives with her who constantly walks in to find Lee Luscious half naked across the kitchen table. And we must think, what is going on here? And there's Michelle going, move left a bit, right a bit, push your arm out there a bit.
It was a neighbour when I was outside because I've got a shared driveway and I've got a lovely white wall, which I went, that's great. The light's lovely.
So she sort of threw me up at the wall and said, right, stand there. Put your arms up there, didn't you? Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Anyway, my neighbour walked out and went, morning. And he went, oh, I'm sorry. It's your driveway.
He apologised.
Half-naked woman.
He apologised for being in his own driveway because I think he thought he'd walked in on something strange.
Yeah, well
I was in stockings and suspenders, though, to be fair.
Yes. Fishnets. Were they with the fishnets?
I had nothing on,
really. No.
I had my bra and underwear.
Nice pictures, though. You don't like them, but I think they're nice.
No, I like them as in I like the pictures as in what you do because, like, Michelle's very, very talented. She's not just a presenter or DJ, I don't know what you like to be called, but she's
Michelle normally.
Oh, right. She's not just a Michelle. She's also a singer, a songwriter. She's a tap dancer, a guitarist. What other instruments do you play? Do you play
drums,
keyboards as well? Yeah, she's a brilliant drummer as well. But she's also a great photographer. It's all about you, Michelle. It's all about you. She's absolutely brilliant. I love her to bits. She's my mate now, aren't you?
Yeah.
She's like my mate now. But she does all my photographs and she's very good. But it's just more, I don't like me.
I don't think anyone does. I think the thing when anybody, even when like top models probably have their pictures taken, when you see it's you, people always, when you talk to people, the only things you really focus on are their eyes.
Yeah.
Then you look at the rest of them, but really.
Well, that's the first for me, Michelle.
Well, no, most people, when I'm talking to you now, when you're having a call, you look at somebody's eyes and this part of the face, you don't really see the things that you might pick out are the things that people don't really notice that much.
Yeah.
So, and you're a good looking woman, so you should shut your face. Now, if people want to get hold of the album, there's 10 tracks.
Yeah.
It's all been produced. It's all been written by Lee. It's engineered by Edward Cook.
Yeah, he's a great engineer.
But this is
I think I drive him to distraction, to be honest.
I guess you probably do. But if you want to get hold of the album, it's called Whoop-De-Doop.
It's called Whoop-De-Doop, yeah.
And it's out now. It is
It's not out yet, actually.
Isn't it? I thought it was out now.
You've got a copy. It's your VIP.
All right. Yeah.
But that's an exclusive there.
And
that's not out
physical
yet.
Copies you can buy at your gigs?
You can buy it physical copies at my gigs, but you can't actually buy it anywhere else until Saturday.
Yeah.
It'll be out on iTunes on Saturday, this Saturday, the 23rd.
Yeah.
And you can actually pre-order it right now. So if you go on my Facebook or Twitter, the link will be up there somewhere. I constantly tweet the link. And you can pre-order it. It doesn't cost anything to pre-order it.
Mm.
But the money will come out on Saturday.
Yeah.
And go straight to me.
And it's Lee Luscious. And you will find Lee Luscious on every bit of social media. So go and follow
Just
there.
Google me. Just Google Lee Luscious and everything pops up. LEIGHLUSCIOUS. Sorry, Michelle. I like to take over, don't I?
No, it's not that. Don't worry.
It's all right. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I know what you're doing as well. Now, what track are we going to play? This is going to play out the interview. So this is the end of the interview. But you played brilliantly live. What track are we going to end on? Is it The Hunger?
I think it should be The Hunger because it's operap. It's a new type of music that I've invented.
So, and who else is on this track with you?
There's a girl called Emily Jacksonville, who's a brilliant opera singer, and a great rapper too, a guy called Chinksy, who's a really good rapper. He was just a friend, Michelle.
Yeah, they all are just friends, all of them. The whole band.
Look, I'm a caring person. I caring have a lot to give.
And you certainly do. I'm kidding. We love Chinksy. He came in here and did a live session in the studio. He's brilliant.
He's brilliant. Yeah. He's really good. And yeah, so he's singing on there. And I just wanted to put opera with rap because that's what I wanted. And I always get what I want.
There we go. Thanks very much, Lee Luscious. Can we have a round of applause?
Whoop-dee-dup!
Don't forget, the album is out this Saturday. You can pre-order. Go to iTunes and get a physical copy at one of the gigs. And what you do, Lee, which I always say, is you charge whatever somebody can afford.
That's right.
For the album.
Yes.
That came out wrong.
Let's end it there.
Let's end it there. Moving
quit
on.
While you're ahead.
Here's The Hunger.
The hunger in your eyes got me wondering and pondering. Got the hunger in my chest, eyes draw me in. Like a writer's sketch, feel like you've been heaven sent. Is heaven next? A course event. Never in the pen. Now all my thoughts are all but in the pen. All my thoughts are all but in the pen. All my thoughts are all but in the pen.
There's a hunger in your eyes and a longing in your smiles. I reckon.